When a team starts 1-5 in the National Football League, it's hard to blame a fan base for losing belief in that particular season. Entering 2015, only one team in the Super Bowl era made the playoffs after starting 1-5, and it hadn't happened in 45 seasons. But at 1-5, the Chiefs battled, beating the Steelers, Lions, then the Broncos. Suddenly at 4-5, the buzz was back. People were talking again, and Alex Smith and company looked to keep it rolling away in San Diego.
It's Hildreth back in San Diego along with Len Dawson, Kendall Gammon. The Chiefs get ready for their second possession. No score, 6:57 left first quarter. West to the right of Alex Smith. Back to throw with a clean pocket. Now fires to West, 45-yard line, 50. 45 of the Chargers, cuts left. Now inside the 30, 25.
And finally brought down by Brandon Flowers, the one-time Chief. West, 48 yards on the catch and run, and Kansas City in business.
Few teams dealt with injuries like the San Diego Chargers did in 2015. Heading into Week 11, San Diego already had 9 players on injured reserve, and that week's injury report featured an additional 12 Chargers battling ailments. 2 key players returning from injury that week for the Chargers were inside linebackers Denzel Perryman and Manti Te'o. The 2 young linebackers formed a reliable partnership in the latter half of the season, giving San Diego some badly needed stability in the middle of the defense. But in this game, they were fresh out of the training room. And as often happens with players coming back from injury, the Chargers worked them in a rotation, splitting reps with veterans Joe Mays and Donald Butler. Throughout the early part of the game, the starters, Perryman and Te'o, manned the middle of the Chargers' defense. But on this play, they were subbed out, and the Chiefs went right after their replacements. Sharkhandrick West sprinted out of the backfield at the snap, feigning a route to the flat and causing Butler to sprint to the outside. This left the middle of the field wide open, and West was able to catch the ball in stride, more than 5 yards away from the closest defender.
Spread set. Snap. Quick slant. It is caught by Macklin. He's at the 2-yard line and then stops short. It is third down and goal to go for Kansas City at the Charger 1.
Let's go. Get it in. Go.
West going third and goal. Lead blocker. West goes airborne. No signal from the officials. West appears to be short.
Is held out just short, and now Andy Reid has a gigantic decision.
With fourth down and a yard to go on the goal line, Andy Reid's gigantic decision called for a gigantic answer. And at 346 pounds, nose tackle Dontari Poe is certainly that.
2 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in the first quarter, no score. Kansas City's got Dontari Poe in at fullback, along with Anthony Sherman. They give it off to Poe. Poe trying to slam into the end zone. He's got it. Touchdown, Kansas City. Dontari Poe on a fullback plunge. And the Poe man's dream has a defensive lineman's dream for sure with a 1-yard touchdown.
It's good, man. It's something that you dream of, being a D lineman. So I finally got the chance and I capitalized. So the O-line did a good job. Yeah, I'm going to give credit to the O-line like a true running back would.
Well, I play with Coach Reid all the time in practice. If you want to win, get the ball to Poe.
We keep putting him in as a blocker. I told him we'd give him the ball at... I didn't know he was going to jump over. Yeah, I didn't know that was going to happen.
Rivers, here they come on third and 10. Slinging far side of the field. He's got his man, Dontrell Inman, wide open.
And a first down for the Chargers at the 37, a gain of 17 yards.
On second and 8, Rivers towards the far side of the field. It's caught by Inman. Second catch. It'll play action from Rivers. Quick strike. It's caught. Stevie Johnson.
And a gain of 13 yards for the Chargers. It's a Charger first down. So on the second Charger possession that started at their own 20, now have first and 10 at their own 47-yard line.
Even in the midst of a 5-game losing streak, with injuries at the receiver position, and a hobbled and inexperienced offensive line, nobody on the Chiefs' sideline thought for a second that Philip Rivers couldn't will his team to a victory. With the Chargers driving into Kansas City territory, someone on the Chiefs' defense needed to make a play.
Here comes Tamba Ali from the edge. Quick strike, screen pass. This is Stevie Johnson. Excellent tackle. What a play by Eric Berry.
Berry's got his mojo back now. He went over there and hit him hard.
Screen plays can be most damaging to aggressive defenses. Eager defenders sprinting upfield to try to get to the quarterback, can often fail to identify the developing play, giving the offense advantage in numbers as the ball carrier turns upfield. That advantage only multiplies when the defense blitzes. On this play, the Chiefs found themselves in that very situation. The Chargers called a screen to slot receiver Stevie Johnson here. Coming off that edge for the Chiefs was Tamba Hali, and Ron Parker blitzed from the slot. When Chargers linemen DJ Fluker and King Dunlap released to block for Smith, that left safety Eric Berry with a daunting task of charging through two offensive linemen and tackling the elusive Johnson in order to prevent a big play. Fortunately for the Chiefs, Eric Berry's definition of challenging differs from most.
You know, I had a chance to go down and visit with him, and when he was going through the chemo, and he had one hair growing out of his chin, he refused to cut that off, literally one hair. And he's telling you, I'm going to play. I'm going to get back. I'm going to be better than what I'm going to do this. And you're looking at him going, all right, well, we'll see. I mean, it's I'm looking at this, and you're telling me you're going to be this. But he battled. And he gave you that confidence that he was going to get there. Now, I mean, he's playing tremendous football right now. So tribute to the kid.
Berry's play halted a promising Chargers drive that ended at the Kansas City 35-yard line. It would be the furthest the Chargers offense would travel the entire day.
Where does Smith go here? Here come the Chargers, 3rd and 5. Over the middle, it's caught. First down and more. That's the tight end, Demetrius Harris.
Pass near side, caught by Jeremy Maclin in a comeback pattern in front of Verrett for a first down. A gain of 11 yards on 3rd and 8.
Smith on 1st and 10, trying to thread the needle, and he does.
Albert Wilson in front of the former Chief, Brandon Flowers.
The Chiefs responded to the Chargers' 10-play drive with 11 plays and 3 more points of their own. And after a defensive stand at midfield, the Chiefs got the ball at their own 14-yard line with just over 2 minutes in the half.
West flanking Smith. Smith somehow escapes his sacks. He's going to try to run for it, and he does. Masterful play by Smith.
Shotgun snap, 4-man rush. Kelce crossing pattern, 40-yard line, tackled from behind. But he sprints up to his own 44.
Clock continues to run inside of a minute. Smith flushed out of the pocket. Throws on the run, completes inside San Diego territory. That's Albert Wilson, another first down.
4-man rush, quick pass, slant, caught by Conley. The rookie's down to the Charger 11.
I thought we did some good things on offense. I thought that we got a lot of people incorporated, mixing it around, finding matchups we liked, and guys were making plays.
After 2 impressive drives and over 250 yards of first-half offense, the Chiefs were in control of the game. And for a moment, it appeared they punctuated their dominant first half with an emphatic exclamation point.
Smith on 2nd and 10, throwing end zone. It's caught. Kelce, touchdown. Late flag.
Chargers are saying he did not hang on to the ball. Every scoring play is reviewed. Was the ball coming out as he came down is the question. San Diego immediately was saying he did not have the football.
Now the Travis Kelce touchdown still under review. Here's the call.
After review, the receiver never had control of the ball. The ball hit the ground. It is an incomplete pass.
So the Chiefs have success in the first half, and this was the Chargers team. Yeah, they had a poor record, but it was not someone you wanted to overlook.
They weren't. They were trying to get over the hump. They had 5 straight losses, but those were by a combined 25 points. And the previous 2 games had actually only been by a field goal. So they were trying to get over the hump, but they ran into a buzzsaw in the Chiefs. You look at the Chiefs defense over the previous 5 games, they were allowing only 14 points per game, which led the NFL during that stretch. And they dominated the first half. The Chiefs offense had 254 yards of total offense. Phillip Rivers and the San Diego Chargers only had 91 total yards of offense. But you look at the first half, this really belonged to San Diego native and quarterback Alex Smith. Finished 14 of 18 for 202 yards. Was really efficient with the ball. And we saw that throughout this entire streak. I mean, he broke the franchise record for consecutive passes without an interception in this game at 253. But you look at the Chiefs offense in general, they went just 1 of 3 inside of the red zone, an area that they would actually be much better in the second half.
At 32 years of age, Tamba Hali isn't quite the dominating force that he was in his prime. His sack numbers have declined in recent years, as Justin Houston's notoriety has surged. But as offensive tackles learned in 2015, Tamba Hali is every bit as relentless as he ever was. Of his 6.5 sacks in 2015, 5 occurred in the second half. as Haleh wore down his opponent over the course of each game. Throughout the first half against the Chargers, Haleh was able to generate a couple hurries, but was mostly held in check by Chargers left tackle King Dunlap. But early in the third quarter, the tireless veteran edge rusher finally got his way.
First and 10 for the Chargers at their own 20, play action fake. And now Rivers, flag on the play.
Perhaps a hold. You saw King Dunlap and Tamba Haleh
holding
up.
Number 77 offense, 10-yard penalty, replay first down.
Rivers surveys the defense. Now the Chiefs playing press coverage. Rivers under pressure, and Tamba Haleh sacks him at the 13-yard line. Tamba Haleh has sacked Philip Rivers 12 and a half times.
Tamba Haleh, top of your screen, working against, again, King Dunlap. Just struggling. He can't block Tamba Haleh.
Rivers trying to get his protections correct. Chiefs are playing some off coverage here. Rivers back to throw, being chased. Sack back at the 11. Tamba Haleh has got it in full throttle. His second sack in this quarter.
He just beat King Dunlap. I mean, by the time he hits the top of his drop, there is Houston and Haleh. And it's like a meeting in the backfield. Look, Philip Rivers had no chance.
I always look up to Tamba, so we feed off one another, and that's my big brother, and will always be. The things he taught me will go have helped me in my career, so I'm always happy for him anytime he do great.
Let's go get this ball.
Second and short. So the question is, if San Diego can get their offense going, this could be a game.
After escaping the first half relatively unscathed, Philip Rivers was sacked or hurried on five of his first seven pass attempts in the second half. Even for a veteran quarterback like Philip Rivers, that can take a toll.
They're going to run a screen.
And it's intercepted! Intercepted Justin Houston! 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City and Justin Houston taste the sweet nectar of the end zone on his first pick six of his career.
Now he can do everything.
He felt pressure, and he felt hurried to throw that ball, even though he saw Justin Houston standing right in his face. What a play by Justin Houston.
After the Chiefs' pass rush came alive early in the third quarter, it would have been reasonable for the Chiefs' defenders to expect a screenplay from the Chargers on first down. Unable to block the onslaught from edge rushers Tamba Haleh and Justin Houston, it would have been a sound strategy for the Chargers to counter the Chiefs' speed. But Justin Houston was a step ahead. The Chargers released their center and left guard at the snap, creating a wall of blockers downfield. The other three linemen hung back, blocking like a typical pass play. And halfback Danny Woodhead released out of the backfield into the flat. But he ran right by Houston, who quickly stopped his rush and lay in wait for Rivers' pass.
Did you see him on the other reception?
I'm sorry?
Did you see him on the reception?
Well, I mean, he's rushing. I mean, I didn't. And, you know, we've all seen those plays happen, and I think all of us have dealt with them. That's a heck of a play by him. Unless I could have, yeah, it doesn't matter. It's my fault, but I don't know if there's anything I could have done.
West. Hand off, nothing. Much. That was actually new running back in. Spencer Ware gets the call.
Zama, we're looking down. We don't see Charkandrick West, certainly not on the field. Didn't see him on the sideline for a moment.
Well, we've seen Spencer Ware in there, and there's a reason, because Charkandrick West is getting tended to. It looks like his right leg, they're trying to do some stretching.
Charkandrick West lifting off. You said they were working on that right hamstring.
Many assumed the season was over when Jamal Charles suffered a season-ending knee injury in Week 5, and the little-known Charkandrick West took over the lion's share of carries in the Chiefs' offense. But the shifty, undrafted free agent out of Abilene Christian proved more reliable than most expected, racking up 110 yards in Week 7 against the Steelers, and 97 more against the Lions in London. Just 3 weeks later, the Chiefs were faced with adversity at the running back position again. And yet another unknown back was prepared to prove his mettle.
Ware stays in the game, gets a left side run. Ware a little bit bigger, breaking a hit. Now bounces to the right side, and he's near a first down as he lowers his head.
Here's Spencer Ware breaking free. Inside Chargers territory, Ware still going.
A 52-yard run by Spencer Ware.
Watch him stick his foot in the ground. Watch him commit right there. Great vision.
And this is just excellent right here.
They have not skipped a beat with Spencer Ware.
The Chiefs could almost close the deal with this. Hand off Ware. Tran Wright slams into the end zone. Off the head, touchdown. Kansas City. Spencer Ware, his second rushing touchdown. And now Kansas City's opened up a 25-3 lead.
Hey, they ain't over. Now they know, huh?
They know now.
Now they know, huh?
I'm extremely grateful for Kansas City, John Dorsey, and Coach Andy Reid to give me an opportunity, you know, here when nobody wanted me. And, you know, I show them my gratitude by how I play on the field each and every day and just being a team player, doing what they ask me to do on and off the field.
It was crazy. Obviously, we were down. He was the last guy. I mean, we were getting ready, get Sherman ready to get some carries. But really happy for him. And the guys up front deserve a lot of credit as well. Our O-line, tight ends, guys outside blocking. And then Spence had some really good runs today.
Now it's fourth down and a half yard. Ball, the Chargers, their own 25. Hour set. Hand off Gordon. Hit in the backfield. The Chiefs got penetration, and the Chargers did not make it. They actually lose a yard, and guess who got him? Eric Berry. Kansas City has won in San Diego for the first time back-to-back since the 1992 and 93 season. The Chiefs, after 1-5 start, now won four straight. They are 5-5.
The Chiefs rout the Chargers 33-3 in San Diego, and after that deep hole, get back to 500.
Everybody was feeling pretty good after this game. As you look at the four-game winning streak, they were outscoring opponents 130-39, giving up less than 10 points a game. That's the defense just going out and dominating. Justin Houston was healthy. We saw the first pick six of his career. And again, they were going up against the San Diego Chargers team that at that point hadn't been struggling offensively. They were averaging 414 yards of total offense per game, and in that game, just 201. But again, Pete, the things that are really going to be remembered about this game was Dontari Poe at 340 pounds flying into the end zone for his touchdown. And then it was Anthony Sherman at the very end of the game, fullback Anthony Sherman, getting a rep at safety. Coach Sutton said that they were running low on guys and they needed somebody to run out there. Sherman standing there. He didn't hesitate. He ran out there, got a rep. Those are things we'll always remember.
Those are the type of things you'll only see in the blowout, which is what that was. And at 5-5, the Chiefs would head back home to play the Buffalo Bills, also at 5-5. And you'll see that next week on Chiefs Replay.
Trap.